Shalom, shalom, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad and thankful that all of you are here today, and each one of you. And Brother Max, I want to make sure you're here.
Good morning. I am here. Praise the Lord.
Are you up and at 'em?
I am up and at 'em. This is the third night. I slept from 7 p.m. last night until 7 a.m. this morning. 12 hours.
Isn't it great? So you're turned around.
I turned around.
You're sleeping at the right time. Isn't that great? I did that too on this trip. I came right back, and immediately I started sleeping at the right time. So the Lord's hand is on us as we go and blesses us as we come back. Now, I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon, but we're going to pray exactly at 12:15. Because Brother Max been gone a while, and he has something he needs to attend to. So we're going to make sure that we are praying at 12:15, Brother Max.
Yes, thank you for doing that. I have something going on at 2, and I don't want to, if we start at 12:30 or 1, yeah, praise the Lord. That should be plenty of time.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, afterwards, when Brother Max leaves and tends to what he needs to, if it fits, and that's only going to be according to, how the prayer goes and what the Lord says to us and what we prayed about. But if it fits, I'm going to take a look at Syria and Damascus in the scriptures and talk a little bit about what we see going on there. But now this morning is a special day. It's a special day. It's my husband's birthday, so I won't remember I won't forget the date, December 11, 2024. But this is the day that I've asked all of you to agree with me for the $20 million that we need for Migdal Arbel. I want to talk a little bit first before we go out with our appeal. So many of the words that have recently been coming to us, I could just directly apply as I sat back and meditated on these words. I saw that so many of them directly apply to me and to our believing for Migdal Arbel. I'm not going to go over all of them, but if you will look at the words, not last week, but the week before, oh my goodness, it was just amazing. He even talked about Noah and how Noah persevered. And so praise the Lord. I'm just so thankful for that. And I want to begin today with a word that was given on the property June 11, happened to be the 11th of the month, so it's about 8.5 years ago. This was given on the property. Now, if 1,000 years is a day, and a day 1,000 years, 8.5 years isn't very long ago in God's time. So we were on the property, and we were actually taking shovels to break ground. And Pastor George Pearson was there. And this is an excerpt from the word he gave. This is going to be easy. This will be one of the easiest things that Billy Brim Ministry has ever done because the Holy Spirit is in full agreement. We have full cooperation from heaven. Heaven to earth is working with us on this. The finances will come super fast. They will come faster than we even imagine because there is an acceleration going on right now by the Holy Spirit to establish this. I can hear the voice of the Lord coming out of heaven saying, I want this done. I want it done now. I want it done quickly. I will help you. I will support you. And this will be a sign of the glory of God. This will be a sign because we are in the right time now. We are in the throes of the former and the latter rain coming together in a great glory storm. The glory storm is upon us, and this place will be a representation of the glory of God. People will look up at this and they will see the shining. They will see the Shekinah glory of God coming from this place and wonder what in the world is going on up there. And it is an outpost on earth from heaven to do the work of heaven. Pastors and ministers will come. They will learn and they will receive and then take this back home with them. So we are to be in agreement right now with number one as how easy this is going to be. So say after me, according to the word of the Lord, this will be easy. This will be quick. We will see the manifestation of the glory of the Lord on this property. Now he is saying to me right now to completely dedicate it to the service of the Almighty God and the service of heaven. And so we did that. Then he went on about the purposes. It will affect not only the ministry, but also the ministers. It will affect the nation of Israel. It will affect the nations. The outpost of prayer will affect what is going on in the political realm, what is going on in the financial realm, what is going on in the spirit realm, and what is going on between nations around Israel. This has everything to do with the future of Israel and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, as we dig and officially break ground, we celebrate the victory. We celebrate the victory. This will be effortless and sweatless. This will be a work of joy. This will be an absolutely work of joy of the Lord. So praise the Lord. That word came. Now, you know, I've just come back from Israel, and on Monday, December 3rd, 2024, Shelley and I were in a business meeting in Nir Kimke's office. We were going over details, and this is where I learned that should we have $20 million in hand, it would assure that Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center would be completed in 18 months, and we would have complete control of all aspects of building and operation. So, our need is $20 million. Now, therefore, we come standing on these scriptures. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need, that's $20 million, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We come standing on 2 Corinthians 9:8, King James. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And I'd like to say here that Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center is a good work. Here is 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Amplified. And God is able to make all grace come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work. We come standing on Philippians 4:6, and we obey that verse. We do not fret or have any anxiety about this, but in this circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving. So we're going to have a petition. It's with definite request for $20 million, and we come absolutely thanking and praising God for it. And then, verse 7, our dear Father, that with his peace, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep and guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then after that, we will, every time we think about this, we will guard our minds and cause our minds to think on whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. There is virtue and there is praise, and we will think on these things. And now here's the way we're going to progress on this. This is the practical side. We're going to do it the way the Lord Jesus told Brother Hagin. Quote, and this is as near as I can remember it. Don't pray about, Brother Hagin needed, I think it was $4,000 to open his offices and be independent, not having to depend on other people to have any kind of a hold over him. So here is what the Lord said to Brother Hagin. Don't pray about money like you have been. I don't have any money up here. If I did, it would be counterfeit. What you need is in the earth. Determine what you need. Claim it. Claim that amount in the name of the Lord. Then send the angels out after it, and bind the devil from it. So that's what we're going to do. I've asked all of you to come in agreement. If you are in agreement, please stand with us now. If you are not, please go into neutral. If you're in absolute disagreement, please, I'd ask you to leave the line. So here we go. Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you for all this rich, rich treasure in these words. And you've heard us as we stand upon them. I do believe with all my heart that you will supply this according to our needs, that it is in the earth, as you've told Brother Hagin. And so, Father, in the name above every name, we have determined through the counsel of Nir Kimke, head of the project, that we need $20 million now, and that having it would assure that we could be there in 18 months' time, praying and moving according to the way you have told us to do. And so right now, all of us in agreement, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name above every name, Yahovah Yeshua, we do hereby claim together $20 million. In fact, Lord, I'm adding $2 million because Nir said it might come to that. So we claim $22 million in the name of the Lord. Angels, go out after it. Angels from Prayer Mountain, angels from our sides, go out and get that $20 million plus and bring it to us immediately. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to the Word of God, which tells us we can do it, and according to the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which was accepted upon the mercy seat, and which it is written in the book of Revelation, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We do hereby come out against you, Satan, and overcome you, and we do hereby proclaim you will not be able to touch any of these monies that total up to $20 million plus, or anything having to do with Prayer Mountain in the Galilee. In the name above every name, you'll not have anything to do with the construction. No, nothing, no harm. You've not been able to touch it during these war times, and the Lord has kept it going to the glory of God, and it shall be for the glory of God, and you shall have nothing to do with it in the name above every name. And Father, we have now hereby made our petition according to the way you instructed Brother Hagin and according to what is written in your holy book. And, oh, Lord, I am so thankful. We offer this with thanksgiving. We are thankful, thankful, thankful. You are faithful. Your chesed, your mercies are new every morning. And we are so thankful, so thankful, so thank you. Thank you. Todah Rabbah, Todah Rabbah, Todah Rabbah. We offer this with great thanksgiving from grateful hearts. Thankful hearts. Thankful that you brought Quinn and Max home safely. And thankful that you brought us home. And thankful for every step of the way. And thankful for every person on this call. Thankful that they know the Lord. And thankful that Jesus lives in their hearts. And thankful that love and faith operate in their hearts. Mandolo hokabre gabela tonya nikohushai. Ishandolo kobre kadanya. We count it done in Jesus' name. We count it done. Kevali dombra halakaya nikoholo kobri diabra neme nikobra vishundo de nikobrake. Ma nye nikoholo kodobre kadanya nikoholo kabre divera sangi. Ishano motora mani kora kodi le kabra katasa, mitu lohujane kojene, mitu fasanga. Oh
Tanya, Bali Tanya. Me corgo dojo shete. Mando lo capre tene galante di corgo doshke. Il libro tua shandano cohore cabre. Cabre codo shandere combra cafra calacaia no combre. Oh, tamri che ne cobra cattagne ne cona capra. E per la conosce che ne copre cane da tagne ne copre di cai. Mette la cocoscia che ne copre cafagne ne cora mannacchie. E li brevisha. Oh, le de no gongara, tafra che no gongara. Mesce te he ne cambra, ande ne cohoro codosche di pra. E vili tu huxua, tangiolo cohoscende ne codosche tape. E galaka, tanya ne kohora katanya ne katutuko oce. E galaka halaka kambra katata halaka ngataka ace. E te de ka halaka mbre tato koho shanke ne kotashka. E kala halaka ngara tia ne koto ne ne koho tambia ne kotashka. E ka frafa de kapre. E ne ne kombre kato koho le kangara tia. E si di cohora caton di cohoton cacole tita. Me sotora cotoho shengen e cohola cacambre. E vili tohora cancara catania ne cohola capito. E jandolo cohora catania ne cohola cai. E bella toria tohora cancara catihi shengena cohotoca. Che le condiana cohora capara catina. Kale kafra kata kohole kangaratia. Ishende kora manakara katanya ne koholaka. Kebila to te de kohoshe. Ishende mano ne kohole katafra katukihila. Ishende kohole kakai. Emenya ne kohole manakia. Ishende kohole kodolo kohole kondiana koto. Tiara kote vrebele tonya. E je de koto breka de koto hore kaka kanya ne kohore kotebe. E je de konton tia de koho shete de koho le kapta tia na kotiata. Gabila tiana na nacha de koho shai. E balato ta de koho re katenya ne koho re katonya. Ke bili to ho shwa. E je de koro mananya ne koho re koto shete de koho devi kapla. Kili kondia sa koto re maniko re koto kia te koho shete. E se de coho le tatiane de coto hochetiata, cofrica de coho le pratirisando de cotosca. E se de gombre, ratane, ne coho recopeli. E se de gojoa, atahacho de coho gengiano, ne cote abitata. Cavita coho le combre, le tane, ne coho lai. E se de copra, bracatata de coho riantana, catania, ne coho. Pitu kupe pelita halaila. Oh, makar matanya ni kora mache. Isha te koho pere godo ishen gyata. Kevele to ho shangdo re godo ho shetjava. Pero koho ra kakiyata. Igala kora manaka. Yata re godo ho shakye. Kavri kodo re kopra. Kakali danyo ne koro kotol yene kwa. E se le cora balliti, una coria di condora catofre per i callai. E se le congrandione mi acquato dopo scelte di congrai. Il libro d'usua, c'è una cora manica la cora, belle taglia naca. E ve li duro scioturno d'usua, tata coscendia ne mi acqua. E se le cora condole comprabri, daniero compra che ti ca. E le mochua, scendia ne cora. Malitoria pala ti da na nombre kodo kutushka. Ikala hai ata. Barote bele donye ne koro mananye ni koro kode bele mahaya. Na mananye no korora. Ele malatenye ne olora. Ishapa. Vale tiacto lo coto scende. E se tu do bumbu, frate scende ne cora mai. Meglio lo coco lo cucacchi. E se tu lo coto scende. Krita di antovre ca fratio no copica taia na colo copaca tatania ne coco colle bellitania visuale tora con be me ne cara caianda la caia na haia na nania na nino la bellaila isha to do cocosha ma coro coco hola caca mi vele docua scendo lo godo hesetie Cavre cotto con quelle capracchia da congiare con doscatoria ma calacai. A galle con garagadivra balla coria ma na caracatai. E se de coro badigno no coro covre di li campà. E se ne mo quattito caracacanghia in il condò. E be li dua, pascio d'oro con devre, be li quattelie. Panciano non nonie. E hi balla caia ma caia. Hakanda da bora. Bagna na cora madagne, mego la gabrica la maniero non anghi, e si tu bra, pacoloniero, non nietto la compagna na cahaia, na cahaia, na cahaia. Palacai. Palacai. Medico. Manfred Eschke. Toda la decopele, catacacacà, e j'ai des manières, ne vè la caillane, mahaya na haya, ne la nanya, me le mahaya, la po, malito, gabra, disco, dancia, disco, bra, hakia no cumbre, ki frondi no cumbre, kata. Oh, my God, my God, in King. Ishi di cabro la monacie. Ma le copre? Pasciotele. Pasciotele vita. Di ricombra. Paratenie. Paratenie. Chi le capra calai? Ah, ti ho nocohoro cotocci. Pele chi la cai. Cavillandie non ho nome che le cacca. Dice di calacai. Ah, ne calai. Ah, ne coholo cobre. Le di capracchia no cocci di catasca. Di sciarto tutto coppa. Di sciarto coppa caia. Di galataia nanamiana. My God, oh, my Father, presotia vincio, credo le usciata amico la zibra, e su un nome, ma scotò prefretaia, no copre che le campe, e che le gubra vratiano, no copre che te cotò scende, ne cotò che le gorete, Vili gohorangia no goro kotoshke da karakatanje de kotoshke tape. Ije de gohora kafre. Ije de gongoro kotoshke te karakaha prakala gongorotia no do kombretie. Mi da lo tevre bendehi shonche ne kusha. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Priswan Joshe Marabako. Ishi de Kuhuale de Vemetura Manakia Donche. Cabri de Vratushka Donche Vrakila Lapino Nakarande Le Magnona. Ibale Heshe Nua. Ibala Heshe Nua. Che no gobele per io tori palo per scinua. My God. my God, malo devre me ne quasi de le compre presidio ne cupe e cala manio ne cora cali capra cahai e ne colo cobelinda e ne coro coda ne cambai istiano Pasquitaniete. Magila tehe shangyo. Egile kapra pakote kepe. Pelikara tiko. Manguru koto hushe tiete. Kibaridwa patenye niko halai. Pakolo kombre tiere katishko. Genio no kore te betele kombra tiere koto hushe tiere koto hushe. Preso tole makaya niko hula kapra tiere koto hushe. Hoshanyo no kuhu koto hushe te beke tiere koto. Imene kwa. Ishandra lo goho, shanta lo go pletere katanje na go umbra katra fend. Iveri duhu shwa. Mako lo go doho shekte, lo go doho shengete. Kavara hatape kiti kataha shakti. Kamina kohura katohne ni kohura katoshke. Kavikala kopre kalika fratenye ni kohura kambra. Isha to tanakaro kalika kai pe didi kahavya na konge idi kavreshe nye na no nye ne kwa pe di shantur kubravi kye mine karya na 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 nye ne kora na nye na ele jokyo hoshwa Ma kolo kople. Oh, Father, wondrous Father, Capitole vele pane ne coro canace. Divili duhushwa, camino coro gogiata na combre che li cahalai. Pili gushwa, dalla gongara cace. Janonudu nobre quale dalla goho babi dalla gombracchia na cobre cadigna. Praise your name. Mangoro godasse. Gabido gobra anie de coholebe de gombracchia na gongiande de godoshka. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Praise. Praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I do. Thank him.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad, Brother Max, that the Lord... was it the last time, last week or the week before, where he said, oh no, it was last week, he said, see my grace in your prayer today. You are under my grace and not the law. Pray again and again together as one company. Yes. That's how you change all things.
Yes.
It is change for good. So I'm so glad he said, and I'm glad he said pray again and again. That lets me know that we're going to go on with this prayer, and he's not going to withhold from us in this prayer time.
No, he's not. You know, Miss Billy, this prayer, I mean, we all pray together. We all pray separate. We pray at the church. But this prayer is very significant to all of us. This is when we all hear from the Lord. And I said this before. There is always, always something for all of us. As a matter of fact, all of us, all of us. But there is something specific. I always get the
for each one of us.
Exactly. Yeah. For each one of us, that none of us know what the other person is dealing with.
No.
But you get your answer in this prayer.
I believe it.
Please.
And then for all those folks who are not on this prayer, we're interceding with the correct prayer, the right prayer from heaven. God gives us the exact right prayer.
Yeah, people join us from different countries. It's not just about the United States. You know, they're in Jordan, in Dubai, in Europe. I know there's people from England, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our brothers and sisters in Australia. Yeah,
we're truly WWPs. That means worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah, and we hear from our God. Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
what
you, Jesus.
What did he say today?
What did he say today? Well, I see there's some underline today. Start with this one here. This one is underlined. They will know that I am God.
Hallelujah.
They will know that I am God. And then he gave us Ezekiel 35, verse 4. Ezekiel 35, 4.
I always get excited when it's a scripture from Ezekiel. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I know it's prophetic,
Next statement. It shall be my way, and I will destroy their cities and deliver all people. It shall be my way, and I will destroy their cities, with an S, multiple cities, and deliver all people. It shall be my way, and I will destroy their cities and deliver all people. All right. Next scripture here is Micah 5:11. Micah 5:11. And then next scripture is Micah 5:14. 1:4. So Micah 5:11 and Micah 5:14. Okay. Forgot to put my phone on mute. Moving along here, next statement. I brought you to pray with this friend and prophet, which I trust you are to dwell in the high in me church. Okay, I'll read it again. I brought you to pray with this friend and prophet, which I trust you are to dwell and the high in me, church. That's the statement. I'll read it again. I brought you to pray with this friend and prophet, which I trust you are to dwell in the high in me, church. All right. Next scripture here is Isaiah 6:11. Isaiah 6:11. Zephaniah 3:6. Zephaniah 3:6. This is probably a little long, but statement read like this. What did I say about the five nations? What did I say about the five nations? Five is a number, not a word. What did I say about the five nations? Their time is now. Their time is now. My plan will go through. My plan will go through. This is my way. This is my way in finishing and breaking their walls. W-A-L-L-S. Yeah. Breaking their walls. My roaring. R-O-A-R-I-N-G. Yeah, roaring. My roaring. Now that's the statement. I'll read it again. What did I say about the five nations? Their time is now. My plan will go through. This is my way in finishing and breaking their walls, my roaring.
Could I ask, is Quinn there with you?
She's here. I mean, not with me at this point. I think she's typing. I don't know where she went.
Okay, is she hearing us?
Yeah.
At the end, I would like her to remind us of what the five nations are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Quinn is on the she opened
the call.
Line.
Okay.
Yeah, she's okay. On the call, and she's
so
my backup. Remember when we lost the phone once? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right.
No,
if she will at the end tell us what those five nations are. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Quinn.
Okay.
Could you read that again, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What did I say about the five nations? Their time is now. My plan will go through. This is my way in finishing and breaking their walls, my roaring. Okay. Next scripture is Isaiah 2:12. Isaiah 2:12. Proverbs 11:11. Proverbs 11:11. Next statement. Okay, my goodness. Okay, it's long and it's all underlined. So this long statement I'm going to read is all underlined. Now I'm going to put my envelope here and go line by line. My city is saved. ED, my city is saved. My church will be saved. And my children are safe. And my children are safe. Do you see? what I am doing. Do you see what I am doing? Through your prayer today. Do you see what I am doing through your prayer today? For this time of change, my strength and power, my glory over you, Israel, like never before. Okay, I'll read it again. This is really long.
Yeah, can you slow down a little bit?
Yeah, I will. And again, it is all underlined, Miss Billy.
Oh, okay, I forgot about that.
All of it. Yeah, all of it. My city is saved. My church will be saved. And my children are safe. Do you see what I am doing through your prayer today? For this, for this time of change, my strength and power, my glory over you, Israel, or Israel, the way I say it, like never before. Now, I'm going to read it one more time, but maybe a little faster. I'm just going to read it. I believe everybody wrote it down, but just in case you missed something.
Make sure we got it right.
Make sure we got it right. My city is saved. My church will be saved. And my children are safe. You are to see what I am doing through your prayer today.
You are to see? Or do
you
see?
Are. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you see? You're right.
Okay.
Thank you for catching that. I'm already looking
down. We'll keep each other straight, that's for sure.
Praise the Lord. Do you see what I am doing through your prayer today? For this time of change, my strength and power, my glory over you, Israel, like never before. Hallelujah. And that is the statement. And I noticed the Lord has really been giving us long statements and short statements, but he's been giving us a lot of long statements. Okay. You know what? I'm going to read it one more time.
You want me to read it back and see if I got it?
Yeah.
My city is saved. My church will be saved. And my children are safe. Do you see what I am doing through your prayer today for this time of change? My strength and power, my glory over you, Israel, like never before.
You got it. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. What a statement.
Praise the Lord. What a statement. I just love hearing you reading because it's just like, praise the Lord for you. You're a doctor, you're an author.
Praise the Lord for you. Praise the Lord for everybody on this call. Praise
Amen.
The Lord
Amen.
That we're hearing
Praise
each
the
other.
Lord. Yes.
It's so clear and good. That's a blessing.
Next statement is the scripture. Ezekiel 19, verse 7. Genesis 13:10, verse 10. Next scripture is 2 Peter 2:6. 2 Peter 2:6. All right. Next statement. I have spoken. I am your God and Lord. I never left your side. Yes, not leave. I never left your side. I'll read it again. I have spoken. I am your God and Lord. I never left your side. And that is the statement. I have spoken. I am your God and Lord. I never left your side. Okay. Next statement. Genesis, the book of Genesis 19, verse 15, 1-5. Genesis 19, 1-9, verse 15. 19, 15. All right. Next statement is underlined. It's just a really short one here, but it's underlined. Their time is out. It shall be my way. And it's all underlined. Their time is out. It shall be my way. And that's the statement. Their time is out. It shall be my way. Okay, moving along here. Next scripture is Joshua 6:20-0. Joshua 6:20. Psalm 46:10.
Hey.
I love it. Psalm 46:10. Okay. Next statement. Their walls coming down, church. Their walls coming down, church. Like what Peter said, I am the living spirit in you. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Their walls coming down, church. Like what Peter said, I am the living spirit in you. Their walls coming down, church. Like what Peter said, I am the living spirit in you. Praise the Lord. Can't wait to see what's this about. Well, we are to pray about it anyway. So their walls coming down, church, like what Peter said, I am the living spirit in you. Next scripture is 2 Peter 1:21. 2 Peter 1:21. 2 Peter 1:20. I know. That's how he gave them to us in order. 2 Peter 1:21, 2 Peter 1:20. Next statement. You are winning this battle. You are winning this battle. And you will win with me. And you will win with me through me. Nothing, I forgot to say, this is really a long one, I just find out, moving the envelope down. I'll start all over again. You are winning this battle, and you will win with me through me. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Obey my command. The future. Oh, okay, the future. Now this part is underlined. In your prayer, and asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church. Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start all over again here, and I'm going to pause where the underlying part is, so we all get it together here. You are winning this battle, and you will win with me, through me. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Obey my command. The future. Now this part is underlined. In your prayer. In your prayer. And asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church.
Now I have to get this.
Right. I'm going to read it again.
I'm not sure I got it. Okay.
You know, I'm going to read it over and over until we all get it.
All right. Okay. Read it down to the underlined part and then tell us when you get to the underlined part.
Right. Okay. You are winning this battle, and you will win with me, through me. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Obey my command and future.
My command and future?
Oh, did I say and? I'm sorry. My command, the future, it's there.
Now, is this underlined, the future?
No.
Okay.
The future. Now, this part is underlined. The future. This line is underlined. This part is underlined. N.
Okay.
Starts with N, I-N. N, your
okay.
prayer. And asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church. So that part is underlined. Start with in your prayer and asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church. This is the only part underlined, which is an end of the statement.
Okay.
So now I'm going to read it again. And I'll
okay.
let you know when I get to the underlying part, and
okay.
then we're going to move
okay.
on.
Okay.
All right. You are winning this battle, and you will win with me, through me. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Obey my command, the future. Now, this part is underlined. Start with N. In your prayer and asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church. Praise the Lord. We will have this typed and sent anyway for people there. And yeah, it will be on your website for 24 hours so people can go back and listen to it. All right, moving along. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Acts, the book of Acts 4:32. Acts 4:32. Next statement. Oh, this one is underlined. And it's short. This one's underlined, the one I'm going to read now. You will have what you asked for. It's underlined. You will have what you asked for. Praise the Lord. Oh, you asked. you were praying. You're asking for McDowell.
That's right.
That's
finances,
right.
22 million.
Yes. And you know what? We need the 2 million to pay the tithes. So yeah. I figured that out. Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is for all of us. We will have what we ask for. How about that?
Of course
it is. It's for all of us. Yes, yes.
But for sure, what we ask for today.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Great big praise the Lord. Just imagine to have God who created everything to say to you, you have what you ask for.
Yeah.
I mean, that is huge.
See, this is, well, let's move on. This is, yeah, let's go on here.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk about. Praise the Lord. We get excited, you know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Genesis. Oh, no, I missed something. What was the last thing I read?
You will have what you ask for, underlined.
See? Okay. Praise the Lord. See, I got excited. I almost skipped a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I did it in the beginning, and I will finish it. I did it in the beginning. I did it in the beginning, and I will finish it. That's the statement. I did it in the beginning,
and I will finish it. Now, I'm taking that absolutely for... Is that underlined, I did it in the beginning?
No. But the one before is underlined. But you know, Miss Billy, last week and the week before, he didn't give us anything underlined. They were all underlined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
what
I told Tony. Go ahead.
This, I'm taking this absolutely. He did it in the beginning with McDowell. There's no way we could have got the land and all that. And I'm taking this absolutely for McDowell, and you all can take it absolutely for what he's told you, and we'll take it for what he's told the whole church. But I am absolutely thankful for it in regard to what we prayed today.
Yes, and I'm taking it too. My goodness.
Okay.
All of us.
We'll share.
Praise the Lord.
We'll share it.
We'll share it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll share it. God is so good. God is so good. You know,
yes,
he called us. He called us. Our we are His children.
His children.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Ooh,
I did it in the beginning, and I will finish it. Genesis 1:1. Oh, I know that one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, He created. It's about. My goodness, I believe it's about McDowell. It's about anybody who has something going on that they are creating or building or doing or finishing. Or...
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Genesis 1:1. I know, you know, because the Word of God is alife. Okay, I better move on. Next day.
Better move on, Brother Max.
Yeah, I will.
Because we got to get out there at noon. I got to get out there at noon. No, I'm just teasing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Next statement. I know and know and understand. Romans 13:1-7. Know and understand. Romans 13:1-7. And that's the statement. Know and understand Romans 13:1-7. Next statement is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined. Be one heart, one soul, for I am with you. So this statement is underlined. Be one heart, one soul, for I am with you. Be one heart, one soul, for I am with you. And it's underlined. Next statement, scripture. John 16:13. We know this one. John 16:13. And trust in me. Trust in me is underlined. Trusting.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Underline. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And I'm so eager to look at these scriptures.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Now I'm going to get, see, was Quinn here? Quinn, can you come up? She could hear us. Or if you just come over here for the Five Nations.
Did she get those Five Nations for us?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she has. But when we get there.
Okay, when we get there, yeah. Okay, we'll start out with the verse, which is underlined. They will know that I am God. Ezekiel 35:4. How come it's not entering? Oh. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt become desolate, and thou shalt know that I am Jehovah. Wow. It shall be my way, and I will destroy their cities and deliver all people. Micah 5:11. And I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. And then Micah 5:14. I'm going to read this in because the King James used groves, but actually the other translations use the name of the goddess. And I will root out your Asherah images from among you and destroy your cities. In the Amplified, it says, I will root out your Asherim, symbols of the goddess Asherah, and I will destroy your cities. There's a lot of false gods still in men's hearts, and he's going to root that all out. Oh, I tell you, this next verse means a lot to me. After I went forth with that, with what we went forth with our, what we claim today, I wanted to be sure it was okay with the Lord. And I, in my mind, I thought, I'll know it when he mentions, as he always does, a friend and prophet or prophet and friend. And this, he added a phrase. Oh, my goodness, it meant a lot to me. So here is the next phrase. I brought you to pray with this friend and prophet, which I trust. Oh, that meant everything to me when he added there. You are to dwell in the high in me, church. Isaiah 6:11. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he said, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste. Zephaniah 3:6. I have cut off nations. Their towers, their battlements are in ruins. I have laid waste their streets so that no one walks in them. Their cities have been made desolate
without a man, without an inhabitant. Folks, I see this happening in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, right now. What did I say about the five nations? Their time is now. My plan will go through. This is my way in finishing and breaking their walls. My roaring.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Quinn, give me, he gave us different nations every once in a while. I mean, one of them is North Korea.
I know he does.
Yeah, North Korea, but here's the main. Syria.
Okay.
Syria, Russia, Persia, which is Iran, Turkey, China. Those are the main that he gave us the most.
Okay. I know sometimes he does change the five nations.
Yeah. But he gave us North Korea before, yeah.
So, okay. Syria, Russia, Iran, Turkey, and China.
Yes.
Okay.
What I don't know in what order, but yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
What did I say about the five nations? Their time is now. My plan will go through. This is my way in finishing and breaking their walls. My roaring. Isaiah 2:12. For the Lord of hosts has a day of reckoning against everyone who is proud and lofty, and against everyone who is lifted up, that he may be abased.
Mm.
That is very, very interesting. Praise God. You know, walls, they stand for protection. They used to build cities with walls around them to protect them. And I think this is saying that their protection's gone.
Yeah.
And I was reading somewhere about all the devastation that has happened to Russia. Russia was not able to help Syria because Russia has been expending everything for the war in the Ukraine. So what would normally have happened is Russia would have helped Syria. But now I even understand that Russia's abandoning and leaving.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of things, and I know you all are watching, and we're going to watch a little bit at the end of the session at noontime. Proverbs 11:11.
Miss Billy, also...
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, but tonight in our service, because we will be back in downtown, Quinn and I will be sharing a few things about really what's going on the ground in Syria, and some to do with Russia and what they did and all these
okay,
groups.
Okay, will you be streaming
also,
that?
Yeah, I will be.
Okay, at Yeshua's Love Heals.
Yes, so we will be there.
What time, Brother Max?
6:30 p.m. tonight.
6:30. Okay.
So, praise
the Lord. Alrighty. Thank you, Lord. Now we have Proverbs 11:11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked.
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Next is all underlined, this next long statement.
Yes.
My city is saved. Now that would be Jerusalem. My church will be saved. Now what does that mean? In the New Testament, the word sozo means be made whole. We still lack the completion of the glorification of the body. So we will be totally made whole. And my children are safe. do you see what I am doing through your prayer today for this time of change? My strength and power, my glory over you, Israel, like never before. Ezekiel 19:7. He destroyed their fortified towers and laid waste their cities, and the land and its fullness were appalled by the sound of his roaring. In other words, I think he's telling us he's the one that did this, and he did it because he roared.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 13:10. Even everybody was surprised about all what's happened in Syria, but it was God. I know it was God because of look what's happening here, look what he's telling us. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. So the same things that went on with Sodom and Gomorrah, he's telling us, are going on now. He's behind destruction. Total destruction of many cities. I know you've seen it. 2 Peter 2:6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making an example unto those that should live, that after should live ungodly. Sodom and Gomorrah were an example, and if those cities didn't take their lesson from Sodom and Gomorrah, they're being destroyed now.
Yes. Wow.
That's what's happening. My Jesus, he's telling us that he's behind this destruction. Don't get mad about it. Don't get mad at Israel. He's behind it. I have spoken. I am your God and Lord. I never left your side. Genesis 19:15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened to Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So God delivered Lot and his wife and his family. The next two are under, the next statement's underlined. Their time is out. It shall be my way. Joshua 6:20. So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. That's the shofars. As soon as the people heard the sound of the shofar, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Wow! Man, oh man, we're getting a lot today, folks. We prayed about a lot today.
Yeah.
Psalm 46:10. And this is the result of everything. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Folks, he will be the Most High, and the whole earth will see it. They're going to know he's God, just like
yes.
you said in that opening statement.
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Their walls coming down, church, like what Peter said. I am the living spirit in you. 2 Peter 1:21. For no prophecy excuse me, this is it in the King James. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of God, will of man, excuse me. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And then, going back to 2 Peter 1:20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, see, the only prophecy, the Old Testament, as we call it, is divided into three parts. And part of it is called the prophetic, the prophets, the propheticos. So God is telling you that all of those prophecies of the old times, the Old Testament scriptures, they didn't come by the will of man. But God spoke through those men as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And then he's telling us, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. You can't just pick out a verse and just decide your own meaning of it. It has to fit with all scripture in the whole Bible. And it all goes together to give us the picture of things.
You know?
It's definitely, yeah, go ahead.
You said something interesting right now. You can't pick a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And look how the Lord gave us these scriptures. He gave us He gave us 1:21 first, and then he gave us 1:20 second. I'm just saying it's very interesting.
And you don't get to privately interpretate scripture. Interpret it. It came from God, and it all has to fit together. You can't lift one verse out and preach your whole end time doctrine on it. It's got to fit with every verse about it in the Bible. You are winning this battle, and you will win with me and through me. Not and, but you will win with me, through me. Nothing shall stop you from what I have for you. Obey my command. The future. And then we start with underlining. In your prayer and asking in the Spirit for what I have for you, church. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Acts 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed with his own, but they had all things common. Then the next line, underlined. You will have what you ask for. I did it in the beginning, and I will finish it. That's a confirmation to me of what we asked for today. And he did all the miracle of getting that land for us in the beginning. And now he's going to finish it. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Know and understand Romans 13, 1 through 7. I'm going to read that right now. And it's much easier to do with the administration we have now. Let every soul or every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, for you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed them, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Hallelujah. And then he repeats what we've just read in our foregoing scripture, Acts 4:32. Be one heart, one soul, for I am with you. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's not what I saw in the scripture 16:13. Yes. I was thinking something else.
but that's Rest the Holy me. Spirit.
Yes.
He's called the Spirit of Truth.
This is what Trust came to mind. This is what came to mind, Miss Billy. This prayer call started on November 20. And now it's been 4 years. What really came to mind, and I know Tony and I talked about this, and Brenda, what really came to mind, I don't know how many people are new on this call, and I don't know how many people was on the call and they left. It doesn't matter. But what came to mind, that all of it, all these prayer calls, we have it documented. And if anybody wanted a copy of it, if we know who they are, and, you know, because we don't want to just give it to anybody, to be used for the right purpose, because he told us in the beginning, for we are praying together for what yet to come. Now, many people said, well, we're praying about this and we're praying about that, but everything he told us come to pass.
Yeah, everything.
Including the you know, the war in Israel. We know about it. He told us about it. He said the war is here. He told us
before
October 7th.
He did.
So, this is just me right now. I don't have anything together, but I'm just speaking this out loud. And I believe the Lord wants me to do this, is to put something together for whomever interested. And I don't know how much it's going to cost the person, because it's going to be vendors, or maybe we should just do a book.
I don't know. Let's pray about that.
Yeah.
Because to me, this is a very holy thing, Max. And I believe we should probably do that for our own use. But I'm a little bit hesitant. I'd have to pray about it, putting it out there.
Okay.
Because when you do such thing, it's like you're publishing a Bible of sorts. You're saying, I put this down in print. And I don't know, Max.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that way.
I really think I would have to pray about it, because I have thought of doing things before, and the Lord has always made me to know it's a very holy thing. And that's one reason why we take it down after a while. And so we're not printing a Bible. We don't want to print the Bible.
No.
Anyway, we'll pray about it.
Okay. We'll pray.
But we definitely make it available. Like, if you missed it, we've got it up online for a while, and you know, there's even we might leave it up online a bit longer, maybe a week or something.
I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing.
You're just so thrilled because all what he's done.
Yeah.
And we've got it down.
Yeah.
We've got it documented.
Yeah, we have
it. It's there.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit hesitant to do that.
Okay. Well, we'll pray.
Sometimes
we'll talk.
People,
we'll...
they get words from the Lord, you know, and then they'll print them in a book. Well, those words were given to you, but unless he tells you they're for the body of Christ, or unless he tells you to do it, we have a Bible. And that Bible is written in print on paper for people to read. And that's God's holy word for sure, for sure. And, but I don't know. I really am hesitant to do that. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But you're thrilled about it because it's so thrilling to you. And thank
it
God
is.
You do have, yeah, you do have your, you do have it, and people have it. And so I think it's, I think that's enough for right now.
Okay.
Unless the Lord tells us differently. Okay?
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Okay. You be blessed, and I'm going to see you at 12:15. We'll start our prayer, Brother Max.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
See you then.
Love
shalom,
you.
Shalom.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Shalom, shalom.